Yesterday, an ad played on my program for UBD. I was greatly offended by the ad. You'd know that you get a UBD to find the various routes around town. It was a Father's Day ad imploring people to buy that particular book for their father. And the word was used a number of times to tell your dad to get ard, if you know what I mean. Anyway, it was shocking, distasteful. But I noticed an imbecile called Roxy Ryan, I believe it's a woman, Roxy, has gone into print saying it was light-hearted and a bit tongue-in-cheek. No, Roxy, it was imbecilic, put together by an imbecilic agency, I would suggest. And I had that point yesterday, and I make the point again today. Ryan told the media that this has an outdoor element to it. Well, it might be as offensive in the written form as it is, no doubt, in the verbal form. But she said about me, given the fact that I said the ad would never be played on my program again. Given he works at the station, it's not actually his call. Well, that's where you're wrong, Roxy. That's where you're wrong. If an ad is played on my program and it offends me and my listeners, it won't be played. Pull your head in, you silly woman. Given he works at the station, it's not actually his call. We certainly didn't expect the actual presenter to be having a say. Well, obviously, you half-wit, you know nothing about talk radio. That's what the program's all about. It's about me having my say, you fool. She added, if Ray Hadley gets to personally pick and choose which ads he thinks are fit for broadcast, depending on what he's offended by, I don't think he's going to be having his listeners for very much longer. Well, given that I've just won my 90th survey, you wet-behind-the-ears fool, I'll keep doing it my way, and I'm gratified that the managers of radio stations on the Macquarie Radio Network across Australia got the ad off air as well. Roxy, you are a dope. And if anyone wants to call me a misogynist, if Roxy was a bloke, he'd be a bigger dope. But he's not.